Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Okay, well, I'm reporting from the West Coast now as we speak, but filled with news of the shows I saw in New York in the last few weeks. All big Broadway titles filled with stellar names. Well, did they live up to expectation? Dog Day Afternoon is one I've discussed in theory before because I saw the first or one of the first readings of this almost a decade ago in Ojai, California, at a festival where they try out new works. When I saw John Bernthal had the lead, he actually lives in Ojai, and well, on Broadway, he still is the lead. He's the draw here, along with his co-star Ebon Moss Bachrach, both are familiar to viewers from the Bear TV series. They're excellent in this production, which is based on the Al Pacino film, of course, so get your Atticas ready. This production has more humor in it than the film. Some produced by the always scene-stealing Jessica Hecht. Here she portrays one of the just-robbed bank tellers. The writer, Stephen Adley Gierges, has been with it since that first reading. I asked him at that time if this was risky, taking on such a familiar film. Well, if someone is going to F it up, it may as well be me, he said with a wink. The show, frankly, has had tepid reviews, so I believe Dog Day may only be up a few more months. On the opposite end of the spectrum, so to speak, is Cats, Jellicle Ball. This one was a smash hit at the Performing Arts Center, or PAC, downtown, and now they've taken it to Broadway. It's the Cats soundtrack, the original one, Andrew Lloyd Webber's song Memory, performed by Grizabella, the formerly glamorous cat, is still a heartbreaker. God, what a song. The show is now a wild, ballroom-style, exceedingly gay romp. The dance numbers are first-rate, and the audience I saw it with was reeling with delight. We'll see how long Jellicle Ball swings on Broadway. My hunch is quite a while. Okay, then, here's a familiar one, Death of a Salesman, or Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, as it seems to be officially called now. How many times have I seen this play? Well, let me count the ways. Philip Seymour Hoffman, late and great, did a beautiful version, as did Wendell Pierce in the most recent revival before this one. That was an all-black cast, and while race was really never mentioned, it was sort of felt, and it mattered in this tale of a man who has trouble finding the work he loves. Theatergoers may think of Nathan Lane as one of our great comedians on stage. My God, the list of his work is endless. But you know what? He does a beautiful job here without a moment of humor. He is supported by the great Laurie Metcalf as his wife, and two, but in fact four actors who played different age versions of their sons, Biff and Happy. The Salesman runs 3 hours, and you feel it, but awards will be coming, and dare I say, attention must and will be paid. Last for me was Fallen Angels, which keeps audiences laughing from start to finish. This is an old Noel Coward play, witty and wise and British in tone. It's held together by two amazing actresses, Rose Byrne and Kelly O'Hara. They do not miss a beat, and every expression, every move elicits laughter. This is female farce, and it works. Okay, now for the week's big casting news. Unless I dreamt this, I believe Timothée Chalamet will make his Broadway debut this summer in the title role of Oh Mary. Yes, you heard that right. It may be his on-Broadway debut, but when I saw him barely out of his teens in an off-Broadway one, you know I said to remember his name. Anyway, Oh Mary will be an even hotter ticket now, I assume. Meanwhile, onstage news this past week also included Megan Thee Stallion, who was hospitalized following a Moulin Rouge, the musical performance. Well, she was feeling ill during a show on March 31st. The news concerned fans and audience members, but she returned a day or two later and all seems well. And there were some important off-Broadway nominations this week. The notable first-time Lortel Award nominees include Sean Hayes for The Unknown, that one-man play I discussed here. Let's not forget, he won a Tony the last time he was on Broadway. Dulé Hill got nominated for playing Nat King Cole in Lights Out. John Krasinski got up for Angry Alan. Artists with multiple nominations include Brian Quijada and Nigel D. Robinson for Mexodus, which you'll remember that I raved about here last week. That one is at the Daryl Roth Theater and coming to Pasadena Playhouse out here. Anyway, I think Mexodus is going to take home a lot of awards. Now, for a new one to see in New York off-Broadway, Heavenly Baba has just opened at the Soho Playhouse. This is a one-man show written and performed by Ismail Lutfi, produced by the very popular Hassan Minhaj. I spoke with Lutfi, who told me this one is really about his relationship with his late father, a Muslim activist in clever ways. It's a piece of comedic storytelling. It was a smash in Edinburgh at the Fringe Festival. His hope is that New York's mayor will attend one night, especially since Mamdani has been doing some comic bits of his own lately. Anyway, Heavenly Baba is up until the end of the month, at least. Finally, if you never got to see Merrily We Roll Along with Jonathan Groff and Daniel Radcliffe on Broadway, well, it's on Netflix now, and you really feel you were right there with them. Anyway, I hope you'll get yourself to something small or large, funny or sad, that briefly takes you to another place. And I'll see you from this one next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.